AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
Fresh accusations of war crimes from around the world today after the withdrawal of Russian troops from the outskirts of Ukraine's capital. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Ukrainian officials say hundreds of civilian bodies have been found in Kyiv suburbs once held by Russian troops, including Bucha.
What's happening in Bucha is outrageous, and everyone's seen it.
Though Russia is denying the allegations of atrocities, the president calls Putin brutal.
We have to gather all the detail so this can be have a war crime trial.
And says he will seek more sanctions against Moscow. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has deadlocked 11-11 on whether to send Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court nomination to the Senate floor. The ranking Republican on the panel, Senator Chuck Grassley, offered this view.
Unfortunately, I think she and I have fundamental different views on the role of judges and the role that they should play in our system of government. Because of those disagreements, I can't support her nomination.
But Senator Dianne Feinstein, a Democrat, expressed bafflement.
She is precisely the type of nominee that senators on both sides of this aisle should want on the Supreme Court.
The tie vote in committee was expected, and Jackson remains on track to be confirmed this week. In Sacramento, California, police have made an arrest in connection with this weekend's mass shooting. Police say multiple shooters fired more than 100 rounds on the crowd in the city's Central Entertainment District early Sunday as bars were closing. Six people were killed and a dozen wounded, three women and three men ranging in age from 21 to 57. Police are describing the man arrested as a related suspect. He's booked on assault and illegal firearms charges. This is AP News. Spain's civil guard, along with U.S. federal agents, have seized a mega-yacht owned by an oligarch with close ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin.
The capture of the yacht is the first in the government's sanctions enforcement initiative to seize and freeze giant boats and other pricey assets of Russian elites. The law enforcement officers descended on the yacht at the Marina Real in the port of Palma de Mallorca. Associated Press reporters there saw police going in and out of the boat. The U.S. Justice Department and the Treasury Department have launched sanctions enforcement initiatives to seize and freeze giant boats and other pricey assets of Russian elites after Russia invaded Ukraine in late February. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Final numbers from Wall Street. The S&P 500 rose 36 points or 0.8%, the Dow up 103 or 0.3%, and the Nasdaq up 271, 1.9%. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.